The Immigration and Naturalization Service has also been under intense scrutiny recently, particularly since September 11th. The criticism intensified after a Florida flight school received an INS letter in March approving student visas for two of the 9/11 hijackers. Today, the House overwhelmingly voted to abolish the INS, just hours after the White House signaled its support for breaking up the agency. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
When the news broke last month that immigration officials had approved student visas for two of the hijackers, President Bush said it was a wake-up call for those who run the INS. The White House wanted to give INS Director James Ziegler a chance to reorganize the agency and resisted congressional calls for its breakup until today.
And we are committed to ending the INS as our nation knows it.
Just hours before the House vote, Attorney General John Ashcroft announced that the administration had decided to support the plan. The House bill splits the INS into two new agencies, one devoted to immigration enforcement and one to providing services to legal immigrants. The White House had been working on its own reorganization that would separate the agency's enforcement and services responsibilities, but which would have kept both functions within the INS. Today, Ashcroft said the administration was ready to go the next step and break it into two agencies.
It is time to separate fully our service to legal immigrants who help build America from our enforcement against illegal aliens who violate the laws of America.
Even before September 11th, the agency was under a lot of pressure. During the last 20 years, as immigration surged to an all-time high, the INS became one of the government's fastest-growing agencies. The main proponent of the breakup, Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, said despite that growth, the INS has not been able to keep up.
There are at least 8 million illegal aliens living in the United States, according to the Census Bureau. Over 300,000 criminal and deportable aliens who have been ordered removed by immigration judges have absconded, and the INS doesn't have the slightest idea where they are.
In the debate on the House floor today, member after member prefaced their comments with a single point, expressed here by California Democrat Zoe Lofgren.
I don't think there's anybody in the House, or for that matter in the country, who disagrees with the proposition that this is an agency that is a mess.
The main concern expressed by Lofgren, the White House, and immigrant advocates is who will be in charge. The House bill eliminates the position of INS director and creates a new position of associate attorney general that would coordinate the two new agencies under the Justice Department. The White House wants that position to be strengthened. So does Judy Golub, advocacy director of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She says it's important that the person in command have direct authority over all aspects of enforcement and immigrant services.
You need someone in charge with clout, and you need to separate but coordinate the two functions. So you need someone in charge in clout because you need to have one voice on immigration, one person where the buck stops there.
Despite questions about who will be in charge, there are few in Congress or among immigrant advocates that don't support the breakup. By separating the two, lawmakers said today they believe that enforcement duties, such as the Border Patrol, will be greatly strengthened. And immigrant advocates believe that the Services Bureau may finally receive the funding and support needed to eliminate the backlog in the issuing of visas and green cards. However, Democratic Congressman Mel Watt from North Carolina said, don't count on it.
You've got one inefficient, unproductive INS now, it seems to me that what you are going to end up with is two inefficient agencies at the end of the day once this bill is passed.
In the Senate, Democrat Ted Kennedy and Republican Sam Brownback are putting together their own version of an INS reform bill. It's expected to address some of the White House concerns, and it also will dismantle the INS. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.